This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. Rick Kyle is asking, will Flo ever get any heat for potentially ruining what everyone everywhere considered a can't-miss QB prospect? I'm so done with the Patriot way BS already. See, here's the problem with this entire situation, Rick Kyle, and a lot of you other fans out there. What is ruined? I must have missed this. Are there not 13 games left? So you're all assuming that the season's done, that you can improve. That doesn't make any sense. So why don't we wait till like all the evidence is in? Because you are talking about a coach that started 0-7 his first year with no talent and then went 5-4 with no talent and beat the Patriots at the end of the year in New England. You are talking about the coach that last year started 0-2 and then went 10-4 after that. So I get it, Rick and other fans out there. You're pissed off at Flo right now. You're pissed off at Chris Greer. Some of you are pissed off that Tua is injured. Some of you are pissed off overall at everything. But none of it is over. The season's not over. They're not out of the playoffs. Tua's season's not over. His career is not over. There is an opportunity to fix some of this. There is an opportunity to play better. There is an opportunity to win enough games that you could turn it around, have a winning season, and possibly get in the playoffs. Why are so many of you jumping to the conclusion that everything is done? Can we wait at least till December so we can find out where the Miami Dolphins truly stand? Maybe this is just a shitty month, and maybe the next 13 games are a hell of a lot better, and maybe Tua comes back and plays a lot better. Can we just give it a little bit more time? I get it, man. It's 1-3, and it sucks, and it's frustrating, and it's another year. That's what a lot of you are thinking and all of that, but to be fair, we're complaining about four games. Nobody complained about Flo and company in the first 2 years. We're complaining about the first month of the season. So in 1 month, we want to erase everything that's gone on. And in 1 month, we want to assume that everybody's a failed pick. That's just not the case. And I'm 1,000% sure that all of these players are not bad. There's something going on here. They got to fix it. They got to figure it out, but there's no way. Now, maybe Austin Jackson's bad, but not every player is bad. So I just a little patience. That's all I ask.